So, welcome to Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Krishna Dhana Prabhuji to enlighten us on Srimad Bhagavatam. So I will read some introduction about Prabhuji. So His Grace Krishna Dhan Prabhuji is a senior brahmachari and a full-time preacher at ISKCON Nasik since 2008. He is presently the president of ISKCON Nasik and looks after youth preaching activities in Nasik. As the founder and director of Samriddhi School of Leadership, he has been stressing on how crucial it is to train and guide the teenagers. His recently published book, Get Set, Go Student Success Handbook, is a highly acclaimed for its lucidity and a practical guide in Krishna consciousness. His motivational speaking has struck chords with many industrialists and also youth in bringing all to the platform of Krishna consciousness. His seminars and courses based on Vedic scripture have found a niche among corporates and colleagues across Mumbai. He is also the committee member of Gopal Garden High School. So we welcome Prabhuji in this Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. So thank you so much, Prabhuji, for giving a valuable association and time. Now I would like to hand over the call to you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. I hope I'm audible.
Yes, Prabhuji.
ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः नमः ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिन् इति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे वंचा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास आदि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे सो हरे कृष्णा ऑल ऑफ यू लाइक टू वेलकम ऑल फॉर दिस श्रीमद् भागवतम सेशन एंड टुडे वी आर डिस्कसिंग फ्रॉम फोर्थ कैंटो श्रीमद् भागवतम एंड आईड लाइक टू शेयर दिस स्क्रीन I hope you are able to see the shloka as well.
Yes, Prabhuji.
Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 28, and shloka number 17. Aham mameti svikrutya gruheshu kumatir gruhi dadhyau pramadayadino viprayoga upasthite. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Translation: King Puranjana was overly attached to his family and conceptions of I and mine. Because he was overly attracted to his wife, he was already quite poverty stricken. At the time of separation, he became very sorry. Purport. It is clear in this verse that at the time of death, thoughts of material enjoyment do not go away. This indicates that the living entity, the soul, is carried by the subtle body, that is mind, intelligence, and ego. Due to the false ego, the living entity still wants to enjoy the material world. And for that want of material enjoyment, he becomes sorry or sad. He still makes intellectual plans to further his existence, and therefore, although he gives up the gross body, he is carried by the subtle body to another gross body. The transmigration of the subtle body is never visible to material eyes. Therefore, when one gives up gross body, we think that he is finished. Plans for material enjoyment are made by the subtle body, and the gross body is the instrument for enjoying these plans. Thus, the gross body can be compared to the wife, for the wife is the agent for all kinds of sense gratification. Because of long association with the gross body, the living entity becomes very sad to be separated from it. The mental activity of the living entity obliges him to accept another gross body and continue his material existence. The Sanskrit word stri means expansion. Through the wife, one expands his various objects of attraction, sons, daughters, grandsons, and so on. Attachment to family members becomes very prominent at the time of death. One often sees that just before leaving his body, a man may call for his beloved son to give him charge of his wife and other paraphernalia. He may say, "My dear son, I am being forced to leave. Please take charge of family affairs." He speaks in this way, not even knowing his own destination. So, we are reading this verse, fourth canto. Basically, this narration is continuing of Puranjana, and Puranjan is here on the verge of death. You must have listened about the attack of Kalakanya, the time attacking, and he's about to die now. And what is happening? Basically, his precarious condition at the time of death is described here. Basically, Narad Muni is narrating this story of Puranjan to King Prachina Barhi so that he will retire timely and dedicate his rest of the life for the purpose of self-realization. This shloka, amazingly, it tells us many things. Let us see how many we will be able to cover today. Aham mama iti svikritya griheshu ku matir grihe dadhyau pramadaya dino vipra yoga upasthite. The aham mama iti svikritya, accepting the consciousness of I, aham, and mama means things, they are mine. Aham mama iti, in this way, svikritya, accepting, gruheshu kumatir gruhe. What is mama? Gruha adishu. This home is mine, these relatives are mine, everything, these are mine. And because of that, he was a grihastha, gruhi, and householder, which this aham and mama consciousness has contaminated his mati, that intelligence is called as kumati here. Kumati. Dadhyu pramadaya dino, and he has turned his attention towards his wife, and therefore the epithet used to describe him is dina. It means being very poor. Dina not only means materially poor. Basically, his kumati is what which has caused this precarious condition, that is dina. And what are all causes of dinata? Viprayoga upasthite. His separation now. Vipasthite means it has occurred now. What has occurred? Viprayoga. He is now getting separated from all his me and mine consciousness. So, as I mentioned, Puranjana is approaching his death and being attacked by Kalakanya, time factor. So this aham, ahamta and mamata. Aham means basically I or me. Prakriti kriyamanani guru gunai karmani sarvasya ahankar iti me bhinna prakriti rashta. Ahankar gunai karmani ahankar vimudatma karta aham iti manyate. That is ahamta. I am the doer. I do this and therefore things happen. And this is being goaded by false ego. So that is ahamta. And I am the doer. This body belongs to me. And things related to this body also pertain to me. That is called as mamata. So these two qualities of a living entity bind him to the material world tightly to such an extent that even when the person dies and gives up the gross body, Srila Prabhupada has nicely given the description in the purport, the subtle body made up of these three elements, mind, intelligence and ego, they takes the soul to the next destination, the next body. And that is called as the cycle of transmigration. So a soul transmigrates from one body to another body because of these subtle desires and because of this consciousness of me and mine. So, which causes our mati to become kumati. Ku is a prefix which is applied or attached to word mati. Now, mati means our mind, mati means our intelligence, mati can also mean our satsat viveka buddhi, whatever you can call it, that is mati. So this mati, when this suffix ku is added, it becomes kumati. It means a bad intelligence. Or what is being translated here, kumati, is whose mind is full of obnoxious thoughts. That is how Srila Prabhupada has translated in word for word meaning. So obnoxious thought. When obnoxious means something which is so contaminated that it smells bad, and if you touch that, that feels bad. That is called as something obnoxious. So our thoughts can also be so obnoxious that in the first line itself, Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, it is clear in this verse that at the time of death, the thoughts of material enjoyment do not go away. So one may think that I have these thoughts of material enjoyment now, but later they may go away. So all the things we see in the material world, they are destroyed over the passage of time. Right? We have our clothes which decay over the period of time, and we throw away the old clothes and purchase new ones. Same thing has happened with our gadgets. Remember when you have used your first cell phone, I guarantee that more than 90% of the people are not using their first cell phone today, right? So over the period of time, it has changed now. In a sense that the old has decayed and the new one has arrived in your hand now. And so will continue in the future as well. So the point is, things in the material world have a tendency to decay or wear away, but that is not applicable to our desires in our mind. They never decay. That is what Srila Prabhupada says, that they never decay. And in this connection, Srila Prabhupada also narrates a very beautiful story that even to the point of death, the material attraction remains. This comes in connection with Akbar and Birbal, and Akbar was saying that when a person is old, then there are no more attractions to opposite sex and no more material desires. Actually, things should decay when a person becomes old. And Birbal says, no, such things never happen. Material desires never fade, rather they grow. Yeah, the person may become old, but the desire to enjoy never. Angam galitam palitam mundam dasan vihinam jatam tundam vruddhayati gruhitva dandam tadapinamunchati asha pindam. Shankaracharya said this. Angam galitam, your skin may, you know, like galitam, it becomes galita, galita gatra, we say. Wrinkles may come on your face and on your whole of your body. Palitam mundam, your hairs may fall off. Dasham vihinam jatam tundam, all your teeth may fall off. Vruddho yati gruhitva dandam, you may become very old and stick may become your companion. Tadapina munchati asha pindam, all these things may fall off, but your desires will never fall off. That is what Shankaracharya says. So then Birbal said, okay, let me show you. So he took a girl, young girl with him, and then went to meet that old fellow who was about to die. And he was not speaking only, he was as if lying dead and about to die. His eyes are cold, his body shivering. Only you are able to see almost his skinny body, as if whole of the stuff has been removed and just a skeleton is there. And Akbar was standing from back and was seeing, and when this Birbal entered with a young girl, just by hearing the twinkling of the young girl, this man opened his eyes just to look who has come. So Prabhupada proves this point through the story that one may become old, but material desires will not go away at the point of death if we conscientiously don't work on them. So there is a what we can say, the greater work to be done, which we have to do. And regarding this Kumati, Lord Kapila also tells Mother Devahuti in third canto Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter number 31. He tells that Bhutai Panchabhir Arabdhe Dehe Dehi Abudo Asakrut Aham Mameti Asat Graha Karoti Kumatir Matim. What he says? Bhutaihi means all these living entities. Panchabhir arabdhe. Panchabhir means five. Five means the panchamahabhutas, the five gross elements of which the body is made. Arabdhe. Dehe dehi abhuta asakrut. That dehe means in the body. Dehi, the soul. The soul considers this body to be his own self. Aham mama iti asad graha. Start considering oneself to be the body and things related to the body to be mine. Aham mama iti asad graha karoti ku matir matim. That makes our mati, or turns our mati into kumati. So that is a kumati. So same kumati word has also been used by Lord Kapila in his teachings to Mother Kumati. And the cause also is mentioned, exactly a similar cause which Narad Muni is explaining to King Prachinabarhi through the allegory of Puranjana. The same, almost same word, aham mama, and that causes Kumati. So this is Kumati. And as I mentioned in the beginning, that that mati, if it remains kumati till the point of death, Then Srila Prabhupada writes that your transmigration is guaranteed because the mind, intelligence and ego, these three elements of a subtle body, they carry the soul to the next destination. And if we want to alter our destination, then we need to alter our mind, intelligence and ego package, because that package of subtle body is going to take our soul to basically means ourselves to a next destination. And if we want to alter the destination, we need to alter the subtle body. So the greatest work a sadhaka has to do is on transforming the subtle body, so that tribulation caused by transmigration will be stopped. So the tribulation is caused by transmigration, and to stop that, we need a transformation of consciousness or this subtle body, without which we will not be able to attain the required destination, that is the spiritual abode of the Lord. And it specifically matters at the time of death. We know from the scriptures, actually, scriptures, they give us all these examples from whom we can learn and emulate so many values from those examples, so that we can perfect our lives at some point of time. In fifth canto, there is an example of King Bharata, who renounced everything and he went to forest, and he might be doing his sadhana, whatever sadhana he might be doing. And he has attained almost the stage of bhava, ecstasy. When he would chant the names of the Lord, he would cry and his body would shiver. That is what we pray to Lord every day when we sing Shikshashtakam. Nayanam galadashru dharaya vadanam gadgadrudaya gira pulakai nichiddam vapuhu kadatava nama grahane bhavishati. When that day will be mine. When I chant the holy name, tears roll down from my eyes, my body will start shivering and my throat will be choked when I utter your holy name, O my Lord. That is the stage of bhava, actually. So Bharat Maharaj, he has already attained the stage of bhava. But we know that when he became attached to the deer, even at the cost of his sadhana, we know his renunciation, so much, what we can say, astute renunciation he had. But when he became attached to the deer, considering himself, this, how his mati got transformed because of this consciousness of I and mine. Bhagavad Gita 3.27, we just saw, prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasha ahankar vimudhatma karta aham iti manyate. He started thinking that I am the protector of this deer. So the consciousness of I, and now this deer has taken shelter of mine. So the consciousness, mine consciousness also entered. I and mine, ahamta and mamata. And because of that, his mati became kumati. What Krishna says, ahankara vi mudhatma. So he becomes vi mood. Krishna has put every word Krishna uses in Bhagavad Gita actually has a deep meaning and connotation. Mooda means a mad fellow. Vi mooda means vishishta rupena mooda. Such a mad fellow, he considers things are done by me. Same thing happened with Bharata, that he started this ahamta and mamata, this I and my consciousness made his mati into kumati, or he became vimuda. And when he gave up his life, he was just thinking of deer and nothing else. And the law of last thought acted upon him. यम यम वापि स्मरण भावं त्यजत्यन्ते कलेवरं तम तमेव इति कौन्तेय सदा तद् भाव भावितः भगवद्गीता 8.6. दिस श्लोक इज कॉल्ड एज द लॉ ऑफ लास्ट थॉट. वी ऑल हैव लॉ ऑफ ग्रेविटी. द थिंग्स आर थ्रोन अप, दे हैव टू कम डाउन, फॉल डाउन. दिस लॉ ऑफ ग्रेविटी. So similarly, there is law of last thought. Whatever you are able to think at the time of death, that state you will attain without fail. This is what Krishna says. So therefore, if we want to go back to Godhead, then we need to think of Krishna. And Krishna specifically talks about this in 8.5. Antakale cha mameva smaran muktva kalevaram yah prayati samadbhavam yati nastyatra samshayah. Whoever at the time of death, smaran muktva kalevaram, he thinks of me in his subtle body, he thinks of me, and when he gives up gross body, kalevaram, it means the gross body is being given up, but the subtle body is always thinking of the Lord. Yah prayati samad bhavam yati nastyatra samshay. He will attain my bhava. Of this, there is no doubt. This is what Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. And so the question remains now, the transformation of the subtle body, the greatest task assigned to a sadhaka, transformation of subtle body, because subtle is more powerful than the gross. And how to do that? There is another verse which comes. Sat sevayadhi graha, sat sevaya adigrahya api jata mai drudha matihi hitvadyam imam lokam ganta mat janatam asi. This is what Lord Krishna is saying, Srimad Bhagavatam again. Sat sevaya, here also the word mati comes, but not kumati, but another type of mati, that is drudha mati. It means a firm, purified intelligence, drudamati. So jata mai drudamati, whose mati, whose consciousness, whose mind has been purified and engaged in me, mai drudamati. That's what Krishna says in Gita also. Mai eva mana adhatsva, mai buddhim niveshaya, nivasyasya mai eva, ata urdhvam na samshaya. Engage your mind and your intelligence in me. So when we do that, when our mati, that drudhamati is absorbed in the Lord, how to do that? Sat sevaya adigrahya. Sat sevaya, by service to the Lord. And when you do that, adigrahya, it means just for some days, even if you do, for some time, then Krishna guarantees, hitvadyam imam lokam, when you give up this planet, gantamat janatam asi, you will attain my association in my abode. So the Lord guarantees. So herein we are seeing that kumati caused by ahamta and mamata will cause transmigration. And on the other hand, we see the consciousness which is purified by service to the Lord, that kumati has been transformed into sumati or drudamati, that can fetch us or take us to the association of the Lord in his abode. So this transformation is what we are looking for. This transformation is for what we all need to work upon. And therefore there is a saying, the greatest work is to work on oneself. Oneself here means to work on the subtle body, to transform this kumati into sumati or drudhamati. And this is what? Is the prayer of Queen Kunti also in 1st canto, 8th chapter. Tvaime ananya vishaya matir madhupate sakrat ratim udvahatat adha gange vaugham udanvati. Mother Kunti is praying to Lord Krishna. Now what type of, here also she uses the word mati. What type of mati she is saying? Ananya vishaya mati. My consciousness, which is not getting distracted by anya vishaya. Anya vishaya means some other sense gratificatory objects. Anya vishaya. Anya vishaya means not thinking about anything else. Ananya vishaya mati. Tvaime ananya vishaya matir madhupate sakrat ratim udvahatadadda gange vavgam udangmati. And she gives an analogy. As river Ganga flows towards the ocean and meets the ocean, similarly, my Lord, my mati should flow towards you. And it should be ananya vishaya. It should not be thinking about anything else other than your service, other than your pleasure. And that is what at else where in Srimad Bhagavatam said, Syan Mukunde Matihi Sati. That Mati, which is absorbed in Lord Mukunda, is called as Sati. Mati Sati. Sati means chaste. So as a chaste lady has only her husband to serve, similarly the mati, which is sati, which is chaste, has only one object for service, and that is the Lord, Supreme Lord. And therefore, about Dhruva Maharaj, it is said in 4th canto Srimad Bhagavatam, Dhruva Maha Bhagavato Mahamatihi. Dhruva Maharaj is Mahabhagavata. Mahabhagavata, a great devotee of the Lord, and also his mati is called as Mahamati. Mahamati means what? A great devotee whose mati has also become great by application of that mati in the Lord. So Mahabhagavata Mahamatihi. Dhruvo Mahabhagavato Mahamatihi. So how his mati is applied in the Lord. So application of this mati, or basically our mind and intelligence in the Lord, which is very, very difficult at the time of death. And therefore King Kulshekara prays, which is the favorite verse of Srila Prabhupada. Krishna Tvadiya Padapanka Japanjarantam Adyai Vame Vishatumas Rajahamsa Prana Prayana Samaye Kapavata Pittai Kanta Varo Dhana Vidau Smaranam Kutaste. When I will be old and coughing, and I'll not be able to remember you, my Lord, because of my old age, and Kanthava Rodhana Vidau Smaranam Kutaste. How will I be able to remember you? And there will be cough and bile and mucus and suffering because of that. Now my mind is absorbed in you. Now I want to give up my life. So, because it is difficult at the time of death, that needs to be practiced from now. And when King Parikshit also inquired from Shukdev Goswami at the end of the first canto, his prominent two questions were, what is the duty of a person who is about to die? And specifically, that is the question. And what is the duty of a human being in general? So these two questions, the whole Srimad Bhagavatam actually is revolving around these two questions only. In general, duty of humans, and specifically duty at the time of death. So while answering this question, second canto begins with reply of Sukadeva Goswami. Tasmad Bharat Sarvatma Bhagavan Ishvaro Harihi Shrotavya Kirtitavyascha Smartavyascha Chata Bhayam Tasmad Bharat Sarvatma. Therefore, Bhagavan Ishvaro Harihi, what we need to do in connection with the Lord? Shrotavya, we need to hear about the Lord. Kirtitavyascha, we need to glorify the Lord. And Smartavyascha, and we need to remember the Lord by those who want Ichchata Abhayam. So those who want fearlessness in this material world, they need to hear about the Lord, speak about the Lord, and remember about the Lord. Shrotavya, Kirtitavyascha, Smartavyascha. These three things we need to do so that our mati will be applied in the Lord while we are living. And then we will be able to apply our mati in the Lord at the time of death. Etavan sankhya yogabhyam swadharma parinishthaya janmalabha para pumsam ante narayana smritihi. Whether you are a practitioner of a sankhya or practitioner of a yoga or practitioner of a karma or a practitioner of a bhakti parinishthaya janmalabha para pumsam ante narayana smritihi. The perfection of your life will happen when you are able to remember Lord Narayana at the time of death. Ante narayana smritihi. So this smriti of Lord Narayana to happen at the time of death, we need to practice it throughout the life. We need to do smaran, we need to do shravan, and we need to do kirtayan. So when we do this constantly, nityam bhagavata sevaya, then because of that our mati will be absorbed in the Lord, and then the remembrance of the Lord at the time of death will become easy. Otherwise, it is never easy. And therefore, as we discussed Bhagavad Gita 8.5, that is Antakale cha mameva smaran muktva kalevaram, and 8.6, that is the general principle, the law of last thought, yam yam vapi smaran bhavante jatyante kalevaram. After these two shlokas, Vishwanath Chakravarti also writes that, okay, general principles you have told, my dear Krishna, that someone who remembers me at the time of death will attain me, antakale cha mameva. But how to do that? And 8.7, Krishna himself tells the formula. What is that? Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu mam anusmara yudhyacha mayyarpita mano buddhir mamevaishyatya samshayah. What he says, tasmat, therefore, sarveshu kaleshu mam anusmara. Otherwise, someone may say that, you know, even if I remember the Lord at the time of death, I'm going to his abode. So I will just think of him at the time of death and I will enjoy now. So I will have the best of the both worlds. I will enjoy now and I will chant his name at the time of death. Gaurang Prabhu, when he once came to Nasik, he was telling one of his experiences, and a college boy told him, when he asked a question, who is your role model from the scripture? When Gaurang Prabhu asked him, that boy replied, my role model is Ajamil. And Gaurang Prabhu was amazed, how come? Why do you say that? He said, Ajamil enjoyed throughout his life, and at the end he just uttered the name Narayana and got perfected, and he has to go back to Godhead. So best of both the worlds, enjoyment here and enjoyment there in the spiritual world later. So one may mistook. So he mistook that instruction that Krishna says antakale cha mameva, but the latter portion is tasmat sarveshu kaleshu mam anusmara yudhyacha. Remember me throughout. Sarveshu kaleshu, at all times, means from now onwards till the time of death. Because for something to attain perfection, we need a lot of practice for that. I'll give an example. You all must have heard this name, Usain Bolt, runner, sprint runner, and he runs so fast, broken all the world records in running, and became a multimillionaire. And he runs for just few seconds and earns millions of dollars through that. Now, if the question is asked, that running for that particular time is fetching him so much of money and he broke the world records. So, okay. So that running in the last moment has fetched him so much of money and so much of fame. If we say this, that this running in these many seconds has made him the winner of the gold medal. So in one sense, when we see from the end, yes. But when we go deep, the answer is no. Because to run during those much seconds and cover that much distance, a lot of practice has gone behind. I remember one great swimmer, I'm unable to recall his name now, who has also broken so many world records in swimming. And he said once that to swim for the length of this swimming pool and break the world record, I have swam throughout the world. It means he has done a practice of swimming to such a length that will cover the entire world. That much amount of practice is needed just so that you can swim for some distance in some duration of time and become perfect or become a winner. So in running, in swimming, or all those athletes, when we see their performance, so that performance is attained or is backed up by a lot of practice. Similarly, or we can say, to attain perfection in these games, we need so much of practice, which is just at the level of gross level, you know. So how much practice will be needed at a subtle level to attain perfection? And we can compare that attaining the abode of the Lord is like gold medal, let us say. So to attain gold medal in athletics requires a strenuous effort. How much more efforts will be required to attain the gold medal when subtle body transformation is what we are talking about? And therefore Krishna says, Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu mam anusmara yudhya cha. And coming back to that example of Ajamil chanted that Nama Bhasa stage Nama, we know that, but he did not go back to Godhead immediately. After hearing that samvad between Vishnu Dutas and Yamadutas, he became aware of his fallacy, and then later on he went to Haridwar, did a concentrated tapasya for 12 years, and then he went back to Godhead. So that was the tipping point of self-realization. That samvad, that conversation, was the tipping point of self-realization for Ajamil. And then he became self-realized, and then God realized, and then he attained the abode of the Lord as well. So this point has to be ingrained in the heart of a sadhaka, that continuous, constant, conscientious cultivation. I'll repeat. Continuous, constant, conscientious cultivation. Four C's are coming here. So continuous means without any break. Constant means always, which is going on. Conscientious means effortful, a diligent practice, a thoughtful practice, and cultivation. Cultivation means just like Rupa Goswami gives this example of Bhakti Lata cultivation. We need to cultivate, take care of our practice. And then maybe a time will come, then we will be ready for that moment. And here another word has come, Vipra Yoga. It means that has arrived now, the moment of separation. Now we can't even imagine the moment of death. We all must have seen in front of us, but we don't have experienced. But we all have minute experiences of losing something. As in Srimad Bhagavatam 12th canto, there are different types of pralayas mentioned, and one type of pralaya or devastation is Nitya Pralaya. Nitya Pralaya means the constant pralaya which goes on daily, which we see. The flower is fresh today, but not fresh tomorrow. Right? That is Nitya Pralaya happening. We see in front of our eyes things rotting, food rotting. So that is Nitya Pralaya. So we also have the experience of losing some of the things from our life. We all can recall our previous childhood days, you know, when we lose our pen, for that matter. When we lose our most lovable thing, let's say we lose a phone, we lose something. So when we lose an object, how much panic situation we go through, because we are attached to that particular thing. Now at the moment of death, everything is going to be snatched away to whatever we are attached to. So that is the pain, or that is the separation, feeling of separation. We can imagine extrapolation. Extrapolate means one thing is happening here and you extrapolate and understand another thing. So we lose one object, how much agony we go through. So apply that agony to all the objects which we have acquired throughout our life, and we are about to give up that. And the pain, Garuda Purana explains that 40,000 scorpions biting at a time simultaneously. That is a pain. We have a fever sometimes and our chanting goes astray. Right? We are not able to focus properly. We have a cough, cold, and we are unable to read, focus on reading. So when just this cold, cough, fever, something like that can distract us from our sadhana. Now imagine the pain equivalent to 40,000 scorpions biting simultaneously at the time of death. Imagine, just imagine that situation. And everything which we are attached to is going to be snatched from us. So what kind of a situation we will be going through? And then at that moment, remembering the Lord, So therefore it is said, you know, our life is preparation and death is examination. So those sincere students, they prepare during their study time and with confidence, then they are ready to face the exam. Similarly, death is the exam which everyone has to face, and we have to consider ourselves to be mere students of life and going to give this final exam, and which we have to pass by the mercy of our previous acharyas, by the mercy of Krishna, and our sustained sadhana. So that is what we need to understand, that my cultivation, as I said, continuous, constant, conscientious cultivation is my responsibility as a sadhaka now. And then I'll conclude with this point. Sometimes people say that what if I'm not able to remember the Lord at the time of death? This is also the question which is asked sometimes to us. So as they say, do your best and leave the rest to Krishna. We will do our best to cultivate this Krishna consciousness. We will work on transforming our Kumati into Drudhamati, and we will do service, through service, as we saw in that shloka by Kapil Deva, that through service we can transform our Mati. And when we do that, so even if we will not be able to remember Krishna, it is said, I had mentioned this verse previously as well, that even if we are unable to remember the Lord will remember us. Kaphavadari doshena madbhakta na cha mam smaret tasya na smaramyaham kruta ghnonasi matparaha. This Lord Krishna is saying from a different scripture, it's basically Ashtavakra Gita. Kapha vata di doshena mad bhakta na cha mam smaret. Because of kapha and vata, as we saw in the prayer by Kulashekhar Maharaj, kapha vata di doshena mad bhakta na cha mam smaret. If my devotee is not able to remember me, mad bhakta na cha mam smaret, tasya smaramya ham no chet krutagno nasti mat paraha. I will be called as krutagna if I don't remember my devotee. And I don't want to be called a kritagna, means who forgets whatever is being done to him. So the Lord will never forget us, and whatever small service we are rendering, that is being eternally credited in our account. Neha bhikramana shosti pratyavayo na vidyate svalpamapyasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhayat. Bhagavad Gita 2.40, Krishna promises this. And based on this promise by Lord Krishna, we are able to sustain our lives, and the mercy of Lord is our hope. So we need to be hopeful for the moment of death, that Lord is there, and we need to be diligent at the level of practice, that yes, I have to work hard to transform my Mati from Kumati to Drudhamati, and take shelter of the process diligently, by which we also will be able to pass this final exam of our life. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for such a beautiful class, beautiful, beautiful explanation, how to use our Mati, and in the last discussion, how If we are not able to remember Krishna, and then what will happen? The grateful mercy of Krishna. So thank you so much, Prabhuji, for such a wonderful class. So now, Prabhuji, how much time do you have for questions and answers?
10 minutes at max.
Okay, thank you, Prabhuji.
I have another class at 6.
Okay, sure, Prabhuji. Okay, sure, Prabhuji. So I will request devotees, if they have any one or two questions, then they can take now.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for your class today. It seems like a coincidence that whenever you come and give a Bhagavatam class for us, every time there's a topic on false ego. Thank you, Prabhuji, for those amazing points today. I have just one question, a practical application question. I need your suggestion, because this verse talks about aham ameti concept that you nicely explained about how it's very difficult to give up thought. So for a grihastha who's working every day in office, the office environment is fully filled with this conception of aham ameti, and even when we perform our devotional activities at home, as soon as we go to our work or we interact with our co-workers, this is what is filled with. So even if we see, I try my level best to always try to be not in that consciousness, but how to practically apply this when we are working in an environment where it is fully filled with this consciousness, Prabhuji. Just need your suggestions, because even if we try out, I mean, because I'm still a neophyte, I'm sometimes even without our control, it comes out. Like you said, it's not that easy. So is there any practical suggestions that you would give us, Prabhuji?
Thank you. Good question. That practically we live in the association of materialistic people, wherein I and mine consciousness is so dominant. How to deal with such situations? First thing is we need to define our value system. Means what I value, what my values are. So if we have a value system, then we will not be influenced so much by the negative effects of the surrounding. And that value system which I carry will act like an immune system or a barrier which will not allow that negativity to pick in. So we need to understand what are my values, right? This is one thing. And second is, not giving much attention to small things around us and giving a strong weightage to our own value system. It means that, let us say you are going on a road, and just giving this example, it's coming to my mind. Someone is going on a road and that person has to catch a train from another station to another destination, a long destination. So he's going by a vehicle, and if he meets with an accident during that journey, his focus will be on catching the train. He will not enter into the fight here on a road, because if he engages in the fight here, he may miss the train and he may lose the long destination which he is supposed to attain. So trying to neglect these trivial situations and trivialities, basically, when we neglect these trivialities around us, there are going to be so many Kaler Doshani Dhe Rajan. So we are surrounded by all these doshas, all these faults there are going to be. And so we just need to learn this subtle art of not paying much attention to trivialities around us, which are surrounding constantly, and adhering to our own value system. This is the second point. And the third point is when it comes to materialistic association, we can't avoid it. But as Srila Prabhupada has guided us to do the needful, Rupa Goswami in Upadeshamrut, he has given six living exchanges by which our association will bear fruits. Dadati pratigrahnati guhyam akhyati pruchati bhunte bhojayate chaiva shadvidha priti lakshanam. So dadati pratigrahnati, we give some gifts and receive some gifts. Guhyam akhyati pruchati, we reveal our mind in confidence and hear someone reveal his own mind. And bhunte bhojayate, so we offer prasad and accept prasad. So these six living exchanges enhance the preeti amongst devotees. So we need to do this with devotees. And corollary we can derive from this shloka is we need not do with non-devotees. So we may associate with them on a gross level, but we are not associating on the subtle level by not allowing these six exchanges between them or with them, and not allowing them to break our value system. So we do associate, but it's a physical association. I am traveling from one place to another place by a train, and there are some passengers sitting close to me. So that is also an association. So how much do I associate with that kind of association? It's merely a journey, right? So I don't share my mind or reveal my heart to them, but I do the needful. So when we are, or when we have to go and work out, then obviously there are going to be those people with whom we'll have to work. But that work, we need to understand, has to be doing the needful and being skillful at that. That's an art which we need to learn. I hope to some extent I answer your question.
Yes, Prabhuji. Yeah, that's really helpful. Thank you. Thank you very much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you for the class. You were explaining the four C's, and I really couldn't catch the distinction between constant and continuous, because they both seem to mean without interruption.
Constant, we can, yeah, actually they're anonymous only, but like say Nitya and Sada, when we say na, there are two different words basically. Sada means always, and Nityam also means always. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, Akirtaniya Sada Hari. So when Sada and Nitya, what is the exact difference between these two words? So when you go and find out in dictionary, actually Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives a very nice commentary when he says, Sada is also always in English translation, and Nitya also is always. So one word has a connotation that it has to be done daily, means do it every day, and one word has a connotation that do it every day throughout. So that is continuous.
Yeah, I think the other word would be continuous versus continual. Continual would be just do every day.
Whereas
continuous would be every day throughout. So continual means not necessarily without interruption, but with regularity.
Okay. Regularity. Yeah. That is the meaning basically. Mm-hmm. Continual.
Yes. Yeah, regularity. Yeah.
Regularity.
Okay.
So can we depart now?
Yes, sure. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for giving available association. So we will offer our businesses. Vancham Kalptar Vishya Kripa Sindhu Evcha Patitanam Pavne Pyo Vaishya Vibhyo Namo Namah Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai His Grace Krishna Dhan Prabhu Ki Jai.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. The very wonderful.
Hare Krishna.